It's not just Christmas season, it's Christmas tree season here in South Carolina. Here to tell us more about where to get yours and for some upcoming holiday fun, Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, I don't think we have to tell folks too much that getting a South Carolina Christmas tree is a good idea, and for an awful lot of reasons.
Well, it is obviously helping our state's economy, but just the notion of having a real Christmas tree, you know, I'm not going to say I'm impartial. I am definitely partial to having that real live tree in the house, and I know some people move toward the artificials and get them out of the box, and I guess that's fine. But we want to promote folks considering a real live Christmas tree, hopefully from South Carolina, but quite a number of ours do come from the mountains of North Carolina, and but there are plenty of great opportunities to go out and get one.
What about if folks are allergic? They say, well, I can't really have a live tree in the house because of my allergies. What would you say to them?
Well, you got some options there. One is that a Leland cypress is a tree that does not produce pollen. And so that should be able to fit the bill for some. And, you know, the trees obviously are alive organism or whatnot when you get it, and it's completely biodegradable, whether it's by grinding it up or whether it's taking it to your local fish pond and making a great brim bed out of it, which I'm prone to do. So just a lot of great reasons to have a live tree. The aroma in your home is one that I certainly enjoy. Blanche and I put ours up Sunday a week ago. We got it at the State Farmers Market, and quite a labor of love to put that 10-foot tall tree up, but nevertheless, great, just a fun experience to do it. Yeah, and we've got some great events coming on the next couple of Saturdays for folks to enjoy.
The Greenville State Farmers Market has an event coming up. Tell us about that.
Well, this coming Saturday and Saturday next, the 14th and 21st, we've got Christmas Saturdays at the market out on Rutherford Road, and it is just a great Christmas atmosphere with obviously trees and wreaths and greenery and seasonal items like gifts and fruits and things like that. So just a great place to be in advance of Christmas. And you know, and I'm just seeing something we're not talking about today, but Saturday, if folks are familiar with the Wreaths Across America, and that's a great program at our military cemeteries where they put the wreaths out. So if any of the listeners are near a military cemetery in South Carolina, we have several. We have one in Beaufort, and we have one in Florence. Just to go out and see the wreaths in green and red on those servicemen's graves is just a reminder of so many good things about this country and people who sacrificed to make it that way. So throwing in a pitch for folks to look at their internet for Wreaths Across America, and December 14 is the day they put them out. So just another thing that's not necessarily connected to agriculture. It's just something I'm aware of and have supported and like to promote it when I can.
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm with you on that. It is a tremendous program. So it is Christmas tree season. Commissioner, anything you'd like to add?
Well, just what we've said. Nothing better than having that live tree. So many good reasons to do it. Just get you in the holiday spirit, even when you might prick yourself putting on some ornaments. Who knows? That's just a part of Christmas.
Yes, it is. With Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis, and that's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.